Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Mitzvah Pilchus, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein, about Zev Shua Falak. So the Torah tells us, Shoftim v'shotri tintein l'cho b'chol sharecha. So literally it means you have to have dayonim and to paskin the din, Rashi says. And then you have shotrim to enforce the din. You know, that to make sure that whatever the psak was, it's that's enforced. So there's a pshat that's brought down from the Agra, from the Bnei Yisachar. It's also brought down from the, it's more famous from the Shalah, about Alderach Hadrush, to explain Shoftim v'shoftim titein l'cho b'chol sharecha. And that is the following, page 3 in the Agra Dekala. Hein hein hazayin sh'orim hanal. He says, besides the literal pshat in the pasuk that it's referring to the gates of the city, it also is referring to the openings of a person's body. In other words, we have many openings in the body. We have our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, etc. So we have to put shoftim v'shotrim, means we have to be very careful of what we let in each opening of our body. In other words, what we let our ears hear, what we let our eyes see, what we let our mouth see, etc. Hein heine zayin sh'orim titein l'cho b'chol sh'ar shofet lishpo b'tzedek. You have to have a shofet on every opening in your body to decide, is this appropriate for me to look at? Is this appropriate for me to listen to? Is this appropriate for me to eat? Chem shmia, is it appropriate for me to hear? And then you have to have a shoter to say that if I violate it, I should be penalized. And so he has it here, the Agra the Kala, and it's more famous from the Shalach Kadosh on page 6. Shalach Kadosh at the end of every parsha has several pieces of Derech Chaim Tochachas Musar. Certain, Musar ideas from every, so it says, Shotim Tintin Teo Kobo Shorecha Mekan Yesh Remez Musar Lahadas Nan B'Sefer Yitzira Shiva Shorim Heim B'Nefesh. There's certain seven gates in the Nefesh, Shnei Naim, Shnei Aznaim, Apeh, Shnei Nikveh Ha'af, etc. And that's the idea. And if we take a look, and the Arugas Habosem, if you take a look for a second, here, take a little, it'll be shorter if we see it on page 24 in the Yad Shalom. You can see in the original later, if you're looking on. He says, Shofti titi l'chol b'sharecha. Then he says, Yivur al pi masha kotsu baruga sabosim, masha omru chazal, v'aman kizra godhu. What's the man is like kizra godhu? Shem sha novi magi lehem yisrael masha b'chorin v'stokim. He says, just like a novi could tell about anything, he can tell you what's in the cracks, he can tell, he knows everything, where what everything is, and so too, the man tells the Israel, "Kach aman magid lehem Yisrael v'nei b'zman hazeh shiyuchol odom lahavkin ka lehem mitzvah she'osa." Derech shana omer b'zemer yedid nefesh nafshi cholas avosecha. Says ana kelna refuah nolah l'chor refuah zulama. What's the refuah that we're davening to Hashem and yedid nefesh refuah kelna? Refon Allah. Chor refu zulama. Adra bahim madrekis hanefesh. Avamur b'sefer chovas alavavas. L'choli aguf. He says sometimes if a person's sick, you know, so kol mesikas hamacholim lo yarvu lenafsho. You know, like by the corona, some people had it, you know, couldn't taste. They lost the taste. That was a choli of the virus. He lost the taste. So too by a choli nefesh. A choli nefesh is a person who lost his ruchnius component. So he does a mitzvah, he doesn't feel anything. He doesn't feel good about it. He shakes lulav, puts on tefillin, doesn't feel anything. Just like if a person's a chol aguf, he eats something, a good piece of meat, he doesn't taste it. He doesn't enjoy it. It's not normal, because he's sick. He had a virus. So too, a person has a chol hanefesh. He's doing things that are beautiful. He's shaking lulav, he's going to sukkah, he's hearing the shofar, all these beautiful things. And he's not margish. Mesikas haMitzvus. He came to Mitzvus Shadam Osa Yuchel Lahavchin B'Shleimus Nafsho. So he says, if a person is doing Mitzvus and he doesn't feel like a Shmak, so that could be, that's a Choli Nefesh. So, B'Mitzvus Shadam Osa Yuchel Lahavchin B'Shleimus Nafsho. Derech Shanu Mispalim Harev Na Hashem Olkein Uzdrei Soros Chobafinu. Kol Mitzvah Shainochi B'Tzavcha Yom Tishmur Lasos L'man Tichya Dal Yedzeh. So he says, "Kol mitzvah shanochi b'tzavcha yom tishmur la'asos l'man tichya dal yidezel yuchal lavoli decholi anefesh yargish miad alzeh nemar mischartes kol dech l'man noscho l'noscho l'adas es asher b'lvovcha." So you want to see if you have that choli hanefesh, if you don't margish anything. So that means shoftim v'trotim tein l'chom chol sharecha. Just like the Agra de Kala said, you have to have a shoftim, what's going to, you're going to let in to the neshama. And how do you know if you're a choli, tzedek tzedek tirdof, from the next pasuk. If you're excited, you want to do tzedek, you want to do a mitzvah, you want to do another mitzvah, you're excited about it, then you know that you're good. Then you have a chias, l'man tichya, you have a chias. But if not, it's a chola. There's a choli, just like there's a chola aguf. A person doesn't feel the taste of a food, so too a person to be a choli doesn't feel the taste of a mitzvah. Doesn't feel the taste of a mitzvah, and that we have to, you know, go slowly. We have to understand what we're doing, and then we can. To understand what's the mitzvah, how beautiful the mitzvah is, how beautiful Shabbos is. He says, but it's only if you feel the geshmak. And that's what he writes here. Man tichya. You have a chias from the mitzvahs. And the and that's the beauty of the Torah. But shoftim v'shotrim, it depends what you let in. You see, because whatever you're going to let in to your body is going to change the inner parts of your body, of your neshama. If So if you let in things that are improper and not things that are going in the same direction of Torah, then all the ruchnius sensitivities become dulled. That's why it's important that the Jewish home has to be a home that of Kedusha. I always point out the Kedushas Levi says that Asi Lavo, all the Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos are going to be in Eretz Yisrael. But the Kedushas Levi says, but the eager thing is the Jewish homes are going to be there. Because the Jewish homes is where you spend more time. The Chiddush is even the Batei Knesios, Batei Midrashos. But only if the Jewish home is a home that's infused with Kedusha. It's infused with Kedusha. And then it's fit to be replanted in Eretz Yisrael with all the other things of Kedusha. And then he quotes here the Yatcholim on page 25. The Bina Le'itim, it's in this packet. He says, Kol Adam, the Gemara says in Brachas, Kol Adam sheyesh bo yirah shamayim devarv nishmoyim. If you have yirah shamayim, then your words will be heard. And he quotes by the Pasuk in Yeshaya about Mashiach. V'shofet b'tzerek dolim v'hoichich b'mishol ad v'ars. So what is it, the Chiddush? L'chorach, eze Chiddush hu sheyesh bo b'tzerek? What people need dibur v'amira lochiach uzulosam lavoros Hashem. Those most people, they have to say, give musa shmuzin, that people should listen. The Mashiach will be able to do it without saying a word. Below motzei sasayim, he said. Certain people, you see them. Like Rav David Lifshitz at Zal, we walk in the streets here in Washington Heights, you'd see Yirah Shamayim. Even if you wouldn't say a word, you just see it. So that's what the Mashiach is. It says,
Rabbi.
One second. It's not a Dibur of Amiral. He says, V'chiach, V'shavim said it dull, V'chiach, Mishur al Anvei Arts. He says that the Melch Mashiach, v'shavet b'tzedek dolim, not by saying it, by his just seeing him. I feel in omer ve'in devarim. Dvav nishmoy me'aleim. Makes a roshim. And that's what he says. V'shavet b'tzedek dolim v'emich l'mishol an ve'arts. And that's, if you look in the Bina Le'itim for a second, he will do it with that. His essence, his being, will you'll see Yirah Shamayim. Some people will have to say it out. He doesn't have to say it out. Posa tzedek hanimtzabo, yavo lishpo tzedu zoloso. Shofet betzedek just means his mahus. And that's the pshat by shoftim v'shotrim, says the Yad Sholom. If the shoftim v'shotrim will be ksherim, asher b'riya ba'al mi'yishpetu as Yisrael betzedek, l'adei she'iru ha'am, has nahagusum, zev shoftu sa'am, mishpat tzedek, peyu she'in tzivu ala dayon, she'yishpetu mitzot tzedek, ach she'dei haminu ba'atzmo, yishpetu memeila, mishpat tzedek, al yidei she'iru Yisrael, heichem misnagim. He says the shoftim will be an example. The shofet won't have to tell people this is what you have to do. Just you look at the shofet. For Pisa, Rashi says, "Kedai mino adarim shkshem lechayos es Yisrael. Shaminu atzmo kedai lechayos Yisrael. Shayut tzrichem shadarim yishpetu bepoel es Yisrael. Rachaminu atzmo." It's not the. In other words, the fact that they're delegated to be the exemplars of Klal Yisrael. That's what it says by the Melech, Sheishmos Kol HaTorah. And that's the idea that a person is called Adam Sheyeshbo Yira Shamayim Devar Nishmoim. It's because it's who you are. Some people you can see it's infused in them. And that's the lashon here by in the pasuk in Yeshaya. That the essence of the king of Mashiach himself. He's infused with Yerushem. It's not that you can hear what he's saying, you can just see him. You must see him. That's the idea. To make a person to control shoftim v'shotim t'edem chom sharecha, what you're going to let in your body, because that's going to define who you are. If a person's watching things that are listening to things or inappropriate music and things, it's going to change who he is. A person who has shoftim v'shotrim b'chol sharecha, he judges exactly what he can allow in his ears, in his eyes, in his mouth. That's a person of tzedek tirdof. He's going to be a person that's going to have a healthy neshama. Just like a person doesn't have a health, is not healthy, and he doesn't taste things, his taste buds, for gashmias, because he has a sickness. So too, there's a choyla in, as the Arugas HaBosim says, the chola in Ruchnius also. Ultimate in life is to be, and the Shema should be Tahoras. So when we can contact ourselves with Ruchnius, that's going to be a source of Simcha for us. Tzedek Tirdof. It's going to be, we're going to run after mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim. We're going to be so happy. Because our Neshamas are going to be pure, and they're going to be some Neshamas that will receive happiness and contentment when we encounter with Ruchnius. Okay, Rabbosai, so that was the Chumash Shir for today. Again, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. I wish everyone will be in touch. We should always stay in touch. That's the key. We should always stay in touch. Rav Katan, have a good Shabbos. Rav Goldstein, a good Shabbos. Rav Kay, Rav Amster, Rav Ben Katz, Rav Lichtshine, Rav Lou. Well, you fellas, and we'll be in touch. It should do Chazara, and we'll be in touch. Rav Bechina, we'll start the new Liman, all good things, Bez Hashem. Today's Rosh Chodesh Elul, wish you a good Chodesh, and hopefully all the not such good things from the past year should be behind us. And as Hashem, we should be able to go into the good year with good health and happiness and Briyas HaNefesh and Briyas HaGuf. And shoftim shotin tite lecha bechol sharecha. Kol tov.